Vic on the show that puts the boogie in your butt every Saturday afternoon.
Jay Thurber.
The Balls of Pittsburgh.
We can dig it. Elon's little boy can dig it. It's the Friends of Distinction on Radio 9.
It sure is never grazing in the grass.
Playing the University of Miami at the half, Pitt leading 32-30. Carnegie Mellon Tartans split two games with Chicago. The men's team lost 82-68, and the women's team won 60-57. Good luck to Steel Valley High School. They will be participating in the Freezing for a Reason Cool School Plunge. That's coming up Friday at Acrisure Stadium. If you'd like to donate to Special Olympics on behalf of Steel Valley High School, you can go to SpecialOlympicsPA.gov. Looking for rain in the forecast, possibly some flash flooding, so be aware of that. Could pick up another half inch of rain here this afternoon. High this afternoon of 44 degrees. Overnight, going to be warming up, and then temperatures are rapidly falling tomorrow. Looking for overnight low of 40 degrees tomorrow, 54 when you wake up, then dropping to 34 in the afternoon. More rain mixed with snow on Sunday. Washington's birthday, President's Day, Monday, blowing snow, mostly cloudy, windy, high near 27. And then on Tuesday, looking for partly sunny skies and a high of 24. Right now, it is 34 in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 37. I'm Jay Thurber. The news is coming up next. You're tuned to Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. More music on the other side. It's 1 o'clock.
some feature story news in Washington, I'm Ben Chihaya. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with America's Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio at the Munich Security Conference. Caroline Malone has the latest.
We will bring the war to a responsible close, said U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance following meetings with the Ukrainians in Germany. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said they'd had a good meeting, but neither side gave away any sign of an agreement, rather suggesting more talks are needed to make any progress on a Russia-Ukraine peace plan. It follows U.S. President Donald Trump holding a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this week without involving Ukraine. Then after that, a phone call with Zelensky, after which the leader said he'd urge Trump not to make any decisions about Ukraine without Ukraine.
Earlier at the summit on Friday, Vice President Vance lambasted his European counterparts for what he claims is a retreat of values like free speech or democracy. The public scolding of allies included little details of how the United States would help end the war in Ukraine 3 years on from Russia's invasion. Instead, he focused on culture wars and took aim at what he feels is the threat from within in Europe, chastising immigration policies on the continent.
While the Trump administration is very concerned with European security and believes that we can come to a reasonable settlement between Russia and Ukraine, and we also believe that it's important in the coming years for Europe to step up in a big way to provide for its own defense, the threat that I worry the most about vis-a-vis Europe is not Russia, it's not China, it's not any other external actor. And what I worry about is the threat from within. The retreat of Europe from some of its most fundamental values, values shared with the United States of America.
J.D. Vance also intervened in Germany's domestic politics just a week out from the country's general election. His remarks were met with a stunned reaction and were condemned by the German defense minister as, quote, unacceptable. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, a Russian drone hit a shelter protecting Chernobyl's damaged nuclear reactor, causing a fire at the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster. Elsewhere, Hamas says it will release three more now named Israeli hostages on Saturday in exchange for Palestinian prisoners as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. Giles Gibson is in Tel Aviv.
Since the last hostages and Palestinian prisoners were released just under a week ago, the structural integrity of the ceasefire deal has been pushed to its limits. On Monday, Hamas announced it was pausing hostage releases indefinitely, accusing Israel of violating the terms of the agreement. Israel then threatened to end the ceasefire entirely, putting its military on high alert.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Beat. Starring Richard Long,
in New Orleans,
Andrew Duggan.
This is the blues
with Arlene Howell and
Jay Thurber.
Produced by Warner Brothers.
Then he grabbed her,
and then
he tied her up,
and then
he turned on the bus, so
and then
a long day dawned, talking Jones,
slow talking Jones.
And then he tied her up,
and then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite,
and then
a long day dawned,
calling
Jones,
he grabbed her. And then he tied her up. And then he threw on the railroad track. And then a train started coming. And then
a long day.
In the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you for joining us. 107. Much more music time if you're listening to us in the car. Thanks for the ride. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky. Let your input affect our output. Here's Dave Baby Cortez.
Between the ears.
It is the response.
Shortchanged by the Lord and dumb as a jackass.
Plant.
Yeah.
comes from Kevin Barks at the KGB Report, and it's from Jack Benny. And Jack Benny, he was receiving an award, said, "I don't deserve this award. Of course, I have arthritis, and I don't deserve that either." Jack Benny impression. These are the Crystals on Radio 9. Thanks for tuning in.
Just because.
Wax. Yes. Thank you. From the Rascals on Radio 9.
Jay Herbert is here to play.
If you're looking for cancer information and resources in Pennsylvania, the right place to go is the American Cancer Society website at cancer.org. From local fundraising events to cancer support programs, you will find everything you need to fuel the fight against cancer and get support right here in our community. There's a Relay for Life coming up on April 11th at the Cost Sports Center at the University of Pittsburgh. That's April 11th at the Cost Sports Center at the University of Pittsburgh. For more information, 319-248-0047, or you can go to acsevents.org. A message from the American Cancer Society. We've got new music coming your way, so stay tuned. We're also going to check your weather. The Devels on Radio 9. W-A-A. 1:21 chime time. New music from the Lumineers coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. What else to tell you about? In recognition of Black History Month, the McKeesport HBCU Vision Alumni Organization is inviting everyone to come out to celebrate two community trailblazers, Joanne Rogers and Arlene Harvey, both of McKeesport. Mrs. Rogers was the first African-American nurse hired to work for the McKeesport Area School District back in 1971, and Arlene Harvey is the first African-American to retire from Carnegie Library of McKeesport. Both these community trailblazers made a positive impact, and they will tell their story on Saturday, February 22nd, beginning at 1 o'clock. That's at the McKeesport Regional History and Heritage Center, 1832 Arboretum Drive in Renzi Park. For more information, 412-678-1832. 412-678-1832. That's the Community Trailblazer Celebration in honor of Black History Month being presented by the McKeesport HBCU Alumni Group, McKeesport Regional History and Heritage Center in Renzi Park, 1 o'clock Saturday, February 22nd.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman thought.
There's a flood watch in effect for the entire Radio 9 listening area now through Sunday. Heavy rainfall over the next 24 to 48 hours could create flooding concerns, especially near streams, creeks, and low-lying areas. 1 to 2 inches of rain expected. Right now, what do we got here? We got cloudy skies. We got drizzle falling. It was snow. They actually had some roads closed this morning in the 7 o'clock hour due to the heavy snowfall we had. That is melting off now. Rain for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 42. Overnight low of 41. Rain showers on Sunday. Temperatures falling from 54 in the morning to 34 in the afternoon. Snow showers Sunday night, low of 21. And then on President's Day, that's Monday, mostly cloudy with a high of 27. Tuesday, partly sunny, high near 24. Right now, just hit a bunch more music. 32 in Washington County, 36 in Beaver County, 34 in Butler. It's 34 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 35 degrees at WRCT. With new music from the Lumineers.
Hey, mama, would you pay my rent? Would you let me crash in your basement? Because any one of us could make it big or could end up dead on the pavement. And if I was to die, if the plane went down and you survived. You ever wonder what your parents meant when they told you grandma's in heaven? Because I don't feel it like I did back then in a black sedan of depression. And everyone's all right. I could not afford to see the light. I don't know what's wrong with me. I killed the mood so naturally. The guests begin to make me feel alone.
Not the same old song on Radio 9.
Hey there, Yinzers and Tube City Online Radio family. Thanks for the love. You are the inspiration for our perspiration because your laughter is what we are after. We now continue with broadcasting excellence for your listening pleasure.
Young girl, get out of my mind. The secret of your youth.
Radio 9's where the oldies come to play every Saturday afternoon. Spinning a hit to give you fits in the Burger Pits on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, it's 1:30, and this is Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. 35 right now under cloudy skies. We're going to check your forecast here in about 20 minutes or so. We'll have news for you at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. Here's Crosby, Stills, and Nash on Radio 9.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes. Traveling the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call. Animal carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall and blue. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen up to what's been said to you.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? You know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train. All on board the train.
I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair.
Take the train to Casablanca, going south. Smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Gold thumbs hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Striped your leathers we can wear at home. Well, let me hear you now.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? You know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train. All on board the train. All on
Sobering thoughts from some drug-addled weirdo.
Radio 9!
We'll be right back.
9. Here's Pittsburgh's own Marcel.
Again, sing Melancholy Baby.
Political message coming up right after this important announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, so we've arrived important. In Philadelphia. It's local so time big. Is 3:05 so p.m. and the temperature it's is so 67 big. Degrees. It's at so this big. Time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive.
Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm never done.
And now, another exclusive news first. On-the-spot television coverage of a milestone in American political history. Patrick Paulson has announced an announced candidate for the office of the President of the United States, pays a visit to the nation's capital, and we bring you candid reactions of Americans who heard of Paulson's candidacy on a special report by the Smothers Brothers Corporation.
An SBC report. Paulson, the makings of a president. Could this humble man be the next chief executive of our country? And if so, America asks, how does Paulson feel about making his home at the White House?
Mr. Paulson, now that you've toured the White House, what were your impressions?
Yes, we enjoyed going through and looking at it. I sort of feel, though, that one White House, you've seen them all.
Candidate Paulson retraces the steps of the great men who came before him. You can't help but wonder if Lyndon Johnson got his start this way. First stop for Paulson, the historic Potomac River. A champion of economy and government, he throws a half a dollar across the Potomac. A mighty windup and no luck. A second try. And then another. $11.50 later, he turns his back on the Potomac. Pat pauses to reflect on his nation's future. One way, says Paulson, there's only one way for America to go, sideways. Step by step, the man of the year retraces the path of history to the famous Lincoln Memorial, where he encounters the inevitable throng of indifferent admirers who respond with ardent apathy as he hands out his campaign buttons. Alone with his thoughts, Paulson recalls the words of his idol Abraham Lincoln. The great emancipator looks down upon the candidate as though to say, here is a man for America. Yes, Pat Paulson, that's something to think about. Is this the leader the United States has been calling for? Is this a man Congress could support? One distinguished lawmaker gives his reactions to our reporter.
Senator Kennedy, I suppose you've heard that Pat Paulson is running for the office of president. We understand he's making President Johnson now very nervous. How do you feel about his candidacy?
Well, I think he's a very nice man, and I think that he's come forward and expressed himself on the issues, but I do think that he's looking at his campaign, watching carefully how he's moved. I think he has peaked a little early.
Thank you, Senator.
And so Americans turn in increasing numbers to this man of the hour, this leader of his people, this humble savior of America's destiny. Pat Paulson, man with his eye on the White House.
Pat Paulson.
You know, doesn't seem as absurd as it used to.
Jay Thurber screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
We're going to check sports and weather next, and then more new music coming up for you. Don't forget, we'll pause for a damage report. Some people call it the news at 2 o'clock. Here's the Flying Machine from 1969 on Radio 9.
You really should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary.
Song there from The Flying Machine on Radio 9 at 1:54. Much more music time. New music from Jack White coming up after we take care of sports and weather. And we're going to do that right now. Right here in our seat.
Your front row center.
A really big sports guest. Really big. You boys all stand up and take a bow. Anyways, what else to tell you about? Kind of an ugly scene up at the NHL Four Nations face-off in Montreal. The Canadian audience there booed the USA national anthem. Plenty more rivalry it was ugly. Even by hockey standards, it was a little ugly. But USA did come up victorious over Finland. Brothers Matthew and Brady Tkachuk scored 2 goals apiece to lead Team USA past Finland by a score of 6-1. The inaugural Four Nations face-off includes Canada, Sweden, the United States, and Finland. Those teams are meeting in a round-robin format. And I believe it's the USA and Canada tonight. Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid playing for the Americans. That game gets underway at 8 o'clock from the Bell Center in Montreal. The New York Jets told quarterback Aaron Rodgers they plan to drop him from the roster. The 41-year-old is expected to be a post-June 1st roster cut that will allow the Jets to split the $49 million salary cap between the 2025 and 2026 seasons. The San Diego Padres agreed to a 4-year, $55 million deal with free agent pitcher Nick Pivetta. Pivetta will receive a $3 million signing bonus and a $1 million salary in 2025. In college basketball action at this hour, Pitt Panthers taking on the Miami Hurricanes. Right now, Pitt leading that game 66-58 with about 2 minutes to go in the second half. Carnegie Mellon split 2 games with the University of Chicago. The men's team lost by a score of 82-68. Carnegie Mellon women defeated Chicago last night by a score of 60-57. Both teams back in action on Sunday when they take on Wash U. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Rain for the rest of the afternoon. There is a flood watch out for the entire Radio 9 listening area, up to a half inch to an inch of rain possible today and into tonight. Overnight, low of 41 with more rain likely. Rain shower Sunday, then rain mixed with snow will be 54 in the morning. Temperature dropping to around 34 in the afternoon. Snow shower Sunday night with a low of 21. Monday is President's Day. Blowing and drifting snow possible. Mostly cloudy, high 27. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 24. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 32 in Washington County, 37 in Beaver County. It's 35 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 37 at WRCT. With new music from Jack White. Take us to news time on Radio 9.
Dear friend, if you want to feel better, don't let the devil make you cross this letter. If you've been crossed
Thank you, Jack White. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
One of the things that disturbs me the most is that we don't necessarily even know how some of these espionage attacks that have infiltrated our systems have happened. We don't know how to stop them yet.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says America's digital landscape is under attack. Yet DHS has put on leave all its workers assigned to secure elections from disinformation and foreign interference. Experts say gutting the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency puts state and local elections at risk. Jurisdictions that rely on federal help with cyber attacks and physical security for election workers. Confirmation hearings for Education Secretary nominee Linda McMahon began Thursday. The former World Wrestling Entertainment executive aims to dismantle the department she wants to lead. Carrie Rodriguez with the National Parents Union warns undermining public school systems would weaken the nation's workforce and especially harm students with disabilities.
These are basic, essential safeguards that ensure every single child, no matter what zip code they have, has access to the education they deserve. And that is something we're going to be playing with.
Only Congress can close a federal department, but President Donald Trump has already directed agencies to find ways tax dollars can better support private and religious schools. Meanwhile, vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been sworn in as the newest Secretary of Health and Human Services. Trump has also fired officials who investigate government wrongdoing and protect whistleblowers. The head of the Office of Government Ethics and chairwoman of the Federal Labor Relations Authority were let go this week. The Republican Trump appointed as interim Manhattan U.S. attorney quit rather than drop a corruption case against New York Mayor Eric Adams. The White House says the prosecution was ended so Adams could help battle illegal immigration. The Denver Public School System is the first to sue the administration over sending immigration agents into schools. Superintendent Alex Marrero says pointless raids have already prevented buses from picking up students.
You're not going to find these criminals, these gang leaders, and these rapists that we've here, that is the target, sitting crisscross applesauce on the colorful rug.
The White House insists the aggressive steps are necessary. The Congressional Black Caucus has reintroduced a bill to study reparations for slavery and racism. But this comes as federal agencies ban activities related to Black History Month. Congresswoman Summer Lee of Pennsylvania says America can't ignore its history.
Our government, no matter who is in power, has an obligation to right these wrongs, to provide reparations for descendants of enslaved Africans, to eliminate the racial wealth gap, to uplift the Black community.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel? Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Sybil the Soothsayer. Jan Lemming and his It's the Emma's Truth Department. Skeletons in the Closet. Tonight, another segment of Vox Populi.